Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Do you like listening to the birds sing? I do. If you go out in the morning, you can listen to the birds. They sing so happily in the trees. Put out a bird feeder. It's so fun to watch them eating the seeds or the hummingbirds drinking. They are happy because God takes care of them. And God takes care of us. Let's sing Little Birdies in the Trees.
Little birdies in the trees seem to sing this song to me. Jesus loves and cares for us, so we sing so happily.
Little owls in the tree seem to sing this song to me. Jesus loves and cares for us, so we sing so happily.
The next song is called I Don't Ever Have to Be Afraid, and it's true. You don't ever have to be afraid. Maybe you feel afraid of loud noises or of dark places or something else. But when you remember that Jesus is with you, you don't ever have to be afraid.
I don't ever have to be afraid. Jesus takes care of me. I don't ever have to be afraid. Jesus takes care of me. I don't ever have to be afraid. Jesus takes care of me. I don't ever have to be afraid. Jesus takes care of me.
We are going to play a guessing game. I'll give you hints. Then you guess what it is. Are you ready? I am a blackbird that looks like a crow, but I'm much bigger. I'm a very smart bird. The Bible even says that this blackbird brought food to Elijah. What am I?
Raven.
I'm a raven. Question number two. I am a bird with really long, skinny legs. I like to stand in the water. My feathers are all pink. What am I?
Flamingo.
A flamingo. Question number three. I am a bird that likes to swim. You may see me in ponds. The girls are brown, but the boys have blue and green on their feathers. I say quack. What am I?
Duck.
A duck. Nice job. Our story today includes a bird that God used to take care of one of his helpers. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for the wonderful stories in our Bible. Help us to see that you are the true God who loves us. In Jesus' name, amen. Do you like when rain falls down? Rain is a present from Jesus. What does the rain do? Rain makes flowers and gardens grow. Once a long time ago, Jesus' people forgot who sent the rain. They and their king were also obeying Satan. Jesus sent his helper Elijah to talk to the wicked king. There won't be rain for a long time, Elijah said. That was bad news. No rain meant no food would grow. The people would become hungry. Jesus wanted the people to stop choosing to obey Satan and to follow him again. The king was so angry, he even wanted to kill Elijah. But it wasn't Elijah's fault there was no rain. It was because they had been doing very bad things. But Jesus kept Elijah safe. Elijah hid by a little tiny stream. Then every day, big black birds brought food to Elijah. Now look up. Could you imagine a bird flying to you with food? That's what happened for Elijah. When the little stream became dry, Jesus told Elijah to go to a certain city. So he did. A lady who lives there will help you, Jesus said. So Elijah obeyed. He went to the city and he found that lady. Could you bring me some water and some food? Elijah asked. The lady looked sad. My food is almost all gone, she said. She was getting ready to cook what she thought was her very last meal. But then, she and her little boy would die because they'd have no more food. Please fix me a meal first, Elijah said. Jesus will send you more food. The lady gave food to Elijah. She trusted him and his God. And you know what happened? Every day, Jesus sent her more food. Then Jesus talked to Elijah. Tell all the people to come to a meeting on the mountain. So all the people came. Who will you obey? Elijah asked. Will you obey Jesus or Satan? We choose Jesus, many people said. Elijah said a quiet prayer, and he asked God to show all the people that he was the real God. He asked God to send fire down from heaven, and he did. Then all the people knew his God was the true God. And then Jesus sent lots and lots and lots of rain. There had been no rain for 3 years. Some of you who are listening are 3 years old. Some are only two and some are only one. That would have been your whole life with no rain. But Jesus sent lots of rain so the gardens would grow again. Now the people were happy, and Jesus was happy too, because they had chosen to obey. Isn't God amazing? It's memory verse time! Our memory verse today is Isaiah 33:16. Bread will be given him, his water will be sure. When you say bread, pretend you're slicing bread with a knife. Will be given him. Now hold that pretend bread and hand it to somebody. And then we say his water. I want you to pretend you're holding a cup of water and drinking it. His water will be sure. Bread will be given him. His water will be sure. Let's try it together. Bread will be given him.
Bread will be given him.
His water will be sure.
His water will be sure.
Isaiah.
Isaiah.
33.
33.
16.
16.
Close our eyes. Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Thank you for being so powerful.
Thank you for being so powerful.
And so good to us.
And so good to us.
Help us to always trust and love you.
Help us to always trust and love you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
At the end of our Bible story today, God sent rain. So our closing song today comes from the hymnal, Showers of Blessing.
There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops from us are falling, but for the showers we plead.
The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.